Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by WireBuzz.
All right. So it's going to be a bit noisy. This is a podcast on the road. Right now I am in Las Vegas, and yesterday I had a really unusual day. But first, let me rewind the clock for you back to a year ago. I'm speaking at the American Gem Society. Yeah, it's kind of like the Society of Jewelry Stores around the U.S. And I'm there to speak about the power of video and opportunities in the jewelry space to better edge, you know, my shtick. And when I finished speaking, somebody came up who I didn't know from the crowd, and he said, "That was so valuable, I've got to hire you to speak to my clients." And yesterday was the day it all went down. So let me give you the lowdown, because it was a crazy old day. I was hired to go to the largest jewelry conference of the year. I don't know the acronym, forgive me, but you know, after this I go to the next acronym in Chicago. And so the client hired me to be inside of their like hospitality suite. It was like a large conference room or something. And every hour from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., another group of 30 of their clients, by the way, my clients like a major diamond brand. I'm not going to mention them, but you probably know the name if you've heard it. And so they hired me to be in the room, and every hour I would do a 15 or 20 minute overview on how to use the power of digital marketing and videos and ads online, like on Facebook, and retargeting to stay in front of these people. And then how to close deals at faster rates and educate people and show them the value of a high quality diamond compared to a cheap or a synthetic or a low quality one that maybe doesn't have great visual impact or doesn't have great brilliance or its transparency is poor, its color is off. I mean, there's all these variations. And so I did 11 presentations yesterday. My brain is still fried. And I'm on my way to Chicago for ASCO, the American Society of Clinical Oncology, which is the largest cancer conference of the year, where the leaders in the fight against cancer come together to discuss the latest data and research. And if you're interested, I'll just give you a sentence on ASCO. ASCO is different than some of the other ones I go to. ASCO is the medical oncologist's biggest conference, which is where they're administering, they're not doing any cutting. These aren't surgeons. These are medical oncologists that deal with chemotherapy. But there's like 40,000 people that go to that conference every year. I go every year. And when I was in Orlando, right after I came back from Europe, I met with a company. Remember, I was telling you guys how to use video in your follow-up to speed up the sales process, right? We did a podcast episode on there. I think I got to go. I think they're calling me right now, and it's my time to shine. Okay, I'll catch up with you when I get to Chicago. All right, peace out. Sorry about that. All right, so now I'm in Chicago. I'm actually on the Riverwalk right now, and Riverfront, or whatever they call it in the city, Riverwalk. I can see the name right now as I say it. Sitting in a little bit of shade, just finished going to my meetings that were out here with clients. And let me tell you a little bit. So when I was in Orlando at the American Society of Breast Surgeons, Dr. John Williams, you might recall Dr. Williams was in a past episode. Just recently, I don't know what it was, but it was the one we did about using video for a cause. And so Dr. John Williams and I were talking, and he said, "Who here do you want to meet that you haven't met?" And I said, "That company." And I pointed to the biggest booth at the conference. I already serviced maybe 10 of the big booths at the conference, but this was the one that isn't in the WireBuzz influence zone yet. They just have never met me. So he goes, oh, that's funny. I got a meeting at 11. Do you want to go with me? And I said, sure. And he goes, well, what role should you play? And I go, probably the one I'm playing for. He goes, all right, you'll be my digital guru. And I go, all right, that sounds reasonable. So we get into the meeting. We start talking. It's really about Dr. John Williams and his breast cancer school for patients. And they asked me what role I play. And so Dr. John introduced me as his digital advisor. And before I knew it, I'm contributing in the conversation. And then the regional sales director says, whoa, I actually think I've heard of you. Have you done work for this company, that company, and the other company? And I said, yeah. And he goes, could we spend a few moments after and I can just pick your brain for a little bit? So I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So anyway, I went and sat in the lobby and I kind of gave the guy a 5-minute overview on how to speed up your sales process and the role that video plays. And he said, my boss needs to meet you. Can you meet my boss? Let me see when she's available. He texted her and then came back and said, can you meet her in an hour? And I go, sure, I'd be happy to. So I go in, hour later, meet the boss. And in the meeting with the boss says, whoa, my boss needs to know about you. Can I meet you and can we all get together? I said, no problem. And from there, it kind of went off without a hitch. So what happened was I didn't get to meet the big boss, except he came over and said hello. They brought him over. The national director of sales brought him over to meet me. And that was really cool and flattering and all. And well, anyway, he said, why don't we schedule a meeting after? I'd like to learn more about your business. So I got his card. And then from there, I went back to the office when I got back to Arizona. And I sat down, put my headset on with the mic, and I did a screen grab video. By the way, if you hear some sounds in the background, it is Shoreline Sightseeing Boat going by doing the architecture tour of downtown Chicago, which is a great tour if you haven't done it. Did it with my wife, my mom, my in-laws. So I got back to my desk in Arizona and I did a screen grab video of everything that I shared with his regional director and his national director about using the power of video. And I uploaded it to YouTube to an unlisted spot, sent him a link, and instead of sending him a link, you know how I did it. I did a screen grab of a video with a play button, big red play button. I took that image, I copied it into an email, I linked it to the YouTube page, and wrote him a little message in the description. Long story short, I also added, you know this, I added to... Well, that is, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know the tactics. I added to the first sentence of my email that I sent to him, please reply back confirming that you received this email. And I used, because I'm thorough, I'll check back, right? Anyway, next day came and went, and he didn't reply back. So by the end of the day, I sent him a, were you able to access that video that I sent you? And he replied back with the following note. He said, Todd, nicely done with the video. I've provided it to others in the organization. Let me get back to you. And then he got back to me within minutes and said, got feedback from the team and we're ready to move forward. So-and-so will run point on our end. You're good to go. So, I mean, that's about as... I just collapsed several meetings, went straight up to the big boss, got his blessing from the Most High, and now he's giving me a green light to the member of his team that's going to be my point person. Well, then, I wasn't planning on being here in Chicago. I had no vision of sitting here at Clark Street and the bridge at the Riverwalk. But what happened was about 4 days ago, a day and a half before I was supposed to go to Las Vegas to speak, I got a text message from a member of his team that said, are you going to be at ASCO in Chicago? Now, I was already on the fence because Wirebuzz had a couple of shoots out here and a lot of our clients are going to be out here. I don't know, 10 of them maybe. But I sure like being home. I like my bride. Love our dog. Not in that order. It was wrong of me. You know what I mean. Love my wife. Love our dog. Good save. And so I just said, I wasn't planning on it, but I am straddling the fence. Are you pushing me over the fence? And the person replied back and said, well, it would facilitate us moving forward faster. That's all I needed to hear. capitalist, entrepreneur, competitive Todd, boom, changed flights home from Vegas, sent them to Chicago. Sure enough, jumped on a big jet airliner, came to Chicago, had my meetings, and after that, before I had my meetings, I scheduled other meetings with people that I already know, like, and trust me, that I already service. So this morning I got up and banged out a couple of meetings. And the good news is, when I met with that big new company, because they watched the videos, I could also show them the stats of the people inside their office that had watched those videos. Because I'm tracking their ass. And what I'm really doing is I'm teaching them that they should be tracking their prospects, because it makes their sales team so much more efficient, because now the sales team goes from being the team that follows every lead and wastes every minute following cold and hot leads to a team that can prioritize its lead follow-up to just the ones that are showing interest. And by interest, I mean attention span. And by attention span, I mean people who are watching the videos to either completion or the 80% mark. Those are the ones that are showing buyer's interest. That's a buyer signal, and they need to be followed up with accordingly. And in doing so, your sales team really becomes so much more efficient, because they then become the team that reacts to demand instead of chasing everybody's ass around. We were able to decrease 68% of our sales time purely because we were responding to people that were showing immediate demand. That made us infinitely more profitable, and in 2017, with 50% less salespeople, we did 60% more revenue. But boom, that's how it goes. So really, that's me in a nutshell, and that's Chicago and Vegas in a nutshell. And when I get back to the office, I'm going to be starting something new that I want to tell you about. It is something that I'm going to be doing with Vidyard, and I'm super excited about it. Vidyard and I are going to be testing one of Vidyard's tools. You know, Vidyard has a tool that allows you to create personalized videos for your clients and connect them with another video. So the two videos, like, marry up, right? A part one and a part two. And what I'm going to do every week is I'm going to give my clients a super exclusive update on the latest news and information that matters to their business. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've got a part A and a part B on that video. Part B is standard. I've recorded it for all of my clients. It's the latest information. So I'll give you an example. If you're a listener of this podcast, let's say some of the information for maybe that week would be LinkedIn adding video ads, right? So I'd create a video, a part B, about LinkedIn video ads, the new opportunity, and how right now the results are remarkable. And people are getting LinkedIn video ads at 63% off, because there's not a lot of people using it right now, which means your competitors aren't using it, which means if you're running ads on Facebook, you can target people better that are professionals on LinkedIn at 63 cents off of every dollar, which is pretty damn remarkable. So what am I going to do with the Part A video? Part A is I'm going to customize it for their business, explain what this news means, how relevant it is, and then what opportunities are available, and then the tool will marry up Part A with Part B, and I'll send it to my clients. So the people that already give me money know about all the information and the case studies that I can't share on this podcast because they're proprietary, right? And then I'm going to come back to you, and I'm going to show you what the results are. I'm super excited for this. I've wanted to do this for some time, but I've been too busy, and I was talking to my friends at Vidyard, and I just mentioned, oh, I can't wait to do this, and they said, you've got to try our GoVideo product. It's going to change your life, Todd. Well, I'm going to use it. I'm going to share it with you what the results are, and I want to make you one promise, which I had to tell the team at Vidyard. I'm going to be 100% honest. If it doesn't work, I'm going to tell you. If it changes my life and impacts my revenue, I'm going to tell you about it. But I'll tell you right now, I already know it's going to impact my business. Why? Because it's so much easier to get money from people that already know, like, and trust you. They already love me. Been with me for years. We might create 20 videos or 400 videos for them a year. But they may think of me as the video guy, which it's understandable. You know, in times I've been caught up in a box. The box of being, oh, he's the digital marketing guru. He doesn't create blogs and he doesn't create videos. And then I became the video guy, and people think of me as somebody who doesn't create blogs and doesn't create websites and articles, which I've been doing all of this my whole life. And I know that the success opportunity to expand my business also has to do with expanding my services that I already provide that some of them may not know about, right? Often they come to me for a first date. First date is like, hey man, we're gonna get a video and we know you're the right team to do it. You guys are the rock stars. And so we do those videos and they think of us as the video guys. Maybe they already have an existing vendor. And so what I'm gonna be doing is bridging that gap, like the one that exists right here between Clark Street and the river. I'm gonna bridge that gap, baby, and bring together the two sides of my world, the video production side with the rockstar digital marketing side. And when I do that, I know I'm gonna be able to, this is my guess, write it down, hold it against me if I'm off, but I think I can pull together another 30% profit lift in my company just by introducing my existing clients to some of the other rockstar services that we provide at Wirebuzz. And if you want to figure out how to guarantee that your videos generate a return on investment, these videos, you know, aren't just for vanity. They're all about ROI, at least in my world. I didn't get into this because I wanted to create videos because I wanted an Academy Award. I grew up in LA. I am not impressed with Hollywood. I'm not impressed with the movies they put out. The last time I went to a movie was 2 years ago, literally. We may watch a movie on TV, but it's rare. We're not really interested. It's normally the same exact storylines about a third of the way in. You already know what's going on. If the trailer didn't tell you what the movie was exactly going to be about, they're going to tell you about it in the first third of that movie. And so what I want to do is make sure that my time's useful. And the way I know my time is useful is that somebody's life can get better. I want to enrich people's lives. I want to be able to grow their revenue, make their business more stable. And when I do that well, they look at me like I'm like their long-lost best friend that they've never seen before. And I know when you do it and you use video and you become a video marketing master, people start looking at you that way also. So where do you get started? You get started with understanding the concept that video is a tool for ROI. And that's why I created a 5-part web-based mini course that's free to the listeners of this podcast. And you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/ROI. And let me just give you a little case study on this because I love tracking the back-end metrics. There are 5 videos in this series. Each day for 5 days, you're going to get another piece to this amazing puzzle. And much like a chain that connects one piece to the next, like the chain I'm looking at right now that keeps people, it's like the railing that keeps people from falling into the river here in Chicago. Each chain in the series of these 5 videos has an open loop. So what's an open loop, Todd? An open loop is what House of Cards uses at the end of every episode. Pulls you into the next episode. Every good series on television today is what you would call open loop, like Lost, where you've got to, oh, I've got to see the next one in order to get that piece of the puzzle. And so when marketers are really effing good with video, they know how to write their scripts in a way that pull people from one video to the next. And 86% of the people that start our ROI mini course get to the end. And some of these videos, this is where I violate conventional wisdom whenever possible. Some of these videos, they're not short. I know, people always say. But you know, this video should be like 2 minutes, right? 90 seconds, 87 seconds, nothing longer, right? I get this all day long. In fact, Marcus Krieg and I shoot each other a look. We get a little bit of a laugh. We get it so often that we've decided it's probably 7 times a day. But the videos in the ROI mini course are 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 9 minutes, 11 minutes long. Because if you know how to tell a story and your content and your information is valuable to people and you continuously hack and command their attention, you know what they're going to do? Make it all the way to the end. And that is the whole goal. You're not good at video if people are dropping out. You're not a good marketer if you can't command their attention. I consider myself an attention marketer. You should too. It's all we're really doing today is commanding attention, moving people from one stage in the buying process to the next. It's called the transfer. How do you transfer the information from your big massive dome into theirs? And how much information do you need to transfer? So I can't give you a number like 87 seconds like other marketers do. That would be silly. That'd be malpractice. You want to talk about practice? You want to talk about practice? It all depends on how much information you need to transfer. If your product or service takes 30 seconds to transfer the information, make a 30-second video. But if it takes longer than that, you better create either more videos or better produced videos, all right? We call it the bucket brigade in our office. How many buckets do you need of information that's going to move people from point A to point purchase? Who knows how many points there are? Could be A, point A, point B, point C. Could be A to Z. How complex is your product or service? If it takes you 6 months to bring somebody through a buyer's journey, you're probably not going to do it with a 2-minute video, right? And I know it traditionally took us 9 weeks. I know that I've got certain core information that I've got to communicate. So I did it in the ROI mini course because the number one question, the number one objection that people hit me with when they meet with me is, yeah, that's great, dude, but you know, we don't really need a video. We actually don't even care about video. We need ROI. And you know what I did? I heard it so often, I responded by creating the ROI mini course. If you're getting very consistent common objections or pushbacks, you should be creating a video around it. If it's so consistent, you hear it all day long, you should put it on the forefront of your site, wirebuzz.com/ROI. It's even on my homepage. That's how awesome it is and how important it is to my business. And inside this case study that I teased moments ago, it's important you realize that when I created the ROI mini course, it 10X'd my engagement with prospects. We started blowing up because I did one really smart thing. I started telling people, showing them that I'm more than just a video creator. I'm a digital marketer that knows how to pull people through a buyer's journey and get them to convert. And the way that I get them to convert at faster rates is I educate and entertain them with the tool of least resistance, the one they prefer to learn from, that commands their attention better, that their brain processes 60,000 times faster with, and they're 4 times more likely to engage around. What is that tool, you ask? It is video, right? You should be doing the same thing. It is really just that simple. Wirebuzz.com/ROI. This is episode 159, I think. If it's not 159, it's 160. And all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/ and one of those numbers. The reason I don't know the numbers, I'm dyslexic. I can't hold on to those numbers very long. I'm just going to retain them for this episode, and I'm on the run and gun. You'll figure it out. You're a smart chap. You need the information, you can always go to my page. And there's a lot of really cool news. I'm compiling it right now. I'm actually reading a case study. It's totally embargoed. It's provided by one of the largest video marketing software companies in El Mundo. For our English-speaking audience, that is the world. And so I'm reading it over right now, and I'm in the process of pulling together an episode on it, but I've got to wait a couple days until the embargo gets lifted. And when that embargo gets lifted, I'm going to break that news right with you. Now, it's really cool being in the catbird seat and dropping my flag so many years ago in video. I get these embargoed pieces of information, early advance notice on software that's coming, things that are happening with LinkedIn or YouTube or Facebook and Twitter long before they actually happen. I get to test the software or the apps, tell you how it affects my business, and I'll tell you right now, when this next tool gets used by my company and I start, I'm going to use it exclusively. I'm not even going to put the hands of other people right now. I'm going to test it, see if it works. I'm going to bring that information right back to you so you know what you can advise and guide your clients on. And before you know it, you're going to be ahead of the curve again. That's the whole goal. How do we stay ahead of the curve? How do we push ourselves harder? And so in a meeting today in Chicago, somebody said, hey, what are some of your competitors' names? And embarrassingly, I don't know. I know it sounds weird. I told them the same thing. Nobody is more competitive with themselves than me. It doesn't matter who my competitors are. I'm going to outwork and out-hustle all of them and still stay 2 years ahead. And I hope that the information that I'm sharing makes you a more valuable marketer. I really do. I hope it makes you more profitable. If you're a videographer, if you're a video marketer, I hope it makes you effing great. Right? I sure do. Someday buy me dinner, buy me a drink, tell me how it's helped. But along the way, I'm going to share really valuable information for you. I teach what I need to learn. You're part of my essential learning process. When I was a talk show host, I had to learn every day about what was happening in the news so I could bring it to my audience, so I could give them an advantage. And that's all I'm doing right now, connecting the big dots. And on my computer, I've got three opened browsers. Not browser windows, three different browsers, Firefox, Chrome, and Safari. And all of them are maxed out right now with maybe 40 tabs of different articles that I'm sifting through that I want to bring directly to you. And tonight I'm going to be on a big jet airliner headed back home to Myanmar. And while I'm on that plane, I'm going to be researching for me and for you. And I'll pull that information. It'll be coming together on a new up-and-coming episode. Let me tell you what's going down, though. I don't think I've got another trip booked right now. I could be wrong. Except next week I'm going on vacation with my wife. Where are we going? We're going to my hometown, Hermosa Beach, California. South of LA, south of Manhattan Beach, where I grew up. Those two cities are so nestled in together, they're really one. And we, just like we did last year, are going to sit on the beach for a week. And I'm going to chill out. We're going to do our deep sand beach runs every day. My wife is a fitness professional, so I better be ready because she likes to talk trash when we're exercising. And I have to be able to compete. I don't want to be a wimp, right? And so that's going down next week. I know, like I always do on vacation, I'm not a very good vacationer. Mai Tai at the pool is not the way I spend my time. But I am going to create some content. You're going to see my hometown. I'm going to post those videos. Some of them will be on the show notes page. But if you want to get access to them along the way, if you aren't doing it already, you should be following me on LinkedIn. I'm serious. I post stories and stuff on LinkedIn all the time. For example, right after I left Las Vegas, right after I did 11 presentations in one day, I posted a video on LinkedIn bringing you guys behind the scenes. You really should be getting that information. Often it's breaking news, but I want to tell you, I posted a video last night when I got to Chicago. I posted a video of me in Las Vegas because really I just ran to the airport after. And I posted the video, and you know what? It's now less than 24 hours later, almost 1,200 video views. 19 people from one of my clients have seen it. 17 people from Apple. If you're not familiar with that company, type in apple.com. 8 people from Amazon. 7 people from another one of my client companies. And if you go through that list, there's also people from the biggest cities in the world. I'm going to rattle them off. Give me 2 seconds. I'm pulling up the next analytic piece. But you're going to find it interesting. because, well, it's fascinating to see how these videos operate, the type of response you get. And so, here we go. 226 people in the last less than 24 hours who were salespeople that watched the video. 82 CEOs, 71 executive directors. That's bigger than my salespeople audience. And if you ask me who my target is, it's CEOs and executive directors. Why? Because I want to sell top down. I want to get, like that email said earlier in this podcast, I want to get the green light from the Most High, who says, this guy's an effing genius, sign him up, put his brilliance to work for us. Because when you do that, deals close faster because the boss knows that he already found his guru and it's you, all right? So that's how I do it. And then we look at the cities, 169 people from the greater Furnace area. I mean, Phoenix area, it's hot as a furnace right now. 100 people from San Francisco, which makes sense. I have 25 clients between San Francisco and San Jose, Silicon Valley. I've got more NDAs than most angel investors in Silicon Valley. Why? I'm not bragging. The angel investors, they won't sign that stuff. I will. I need to, because I want the deal so I can be an angel investor, right? 77 people from Greater New York, 48 people from San Diego. And if I can click on this, I think you'll find it funny. So let me, if I can get more information on this, I'd like to. Well, for some reason, it's not giving me more information. Maybe it is right now. But ideally, I wanted to show you what's going on in Scandinavia, because I have like David Hasselhoff followers in Scandinavia. I'm like the Hoff there. And Sweden, love you. You guys are normally on this list, but not today. I'll give you an update later on, but it's really cool to watch your video content as it starts to get picked up around El Mundo, so you know about the impact you're having. And then I'm going to go tomorrow and I'm going to look inside of my analytics and I'm going to track it back so I know who at Apple or at Amazon are ingesting my information, who's going, this Todd Hartley guy, we got to get him in here. Who is that person? Because I got to start developing a thought leadership relationship with them, right? Because that's how it's done. Respond to people that are already showing you demand. And so you have to create often these content offers, something that is so damn valuable, they need to opt in to get it, because sometimes they don't show up in your analytics. So if you create something that's really, really valuable, like how to guarantee your videos generate ROI, right? Or there's a ton of them. But you got to figure out what it's right for you, what's right for your target audience. Maybe you service the automotive industry. But then you're going to want to create a content offer that's relevant to your target customer. Because when they look at that valuable information, you go by default into a completely different bucket. You go into their guru bucket. And who doesn't want to hire the guru? Right? I know I do. I want to do a whole episode on gurudom. I'm going to do that coming up. I was speaking in Vegas, and Dale Krupla from Wirebuzz, and those of you that have been listening to the podcast for a while know Dale. He's one of our video leads. Dale was in the room, and he said to me after, dude, you just did a whole like rant on gurudom, and that would be a hell of a podcast episode. And Dale, my man, you are right. Coming up on a future episode is going to be gurudom. I'm looking forward to doing that for you. Anyway, on behalf of me, myself, and I sitting on the Riverwalk. By the way, the Chicago taxi just pulled up right now at Riverwalk Clark Street. And you might hear their engine idling. They're about to pull off in just a second. It is a pack boat. I'm going to take a photo of this boat right now. You're going to want to see it. And you're also... There we go. That's how close I am. Also, while I was doing this episode, a guy got out of his like boat skip. I don't know what it's called, but wherever he docks his boat, and took this gorgeous, stunning boat called Passion. That's the name on the boat. You can't have a small dinky boat named Passion because people would just think you have very little passion. This was a stunning boat. Damn. The Chicago Bravo, this little thing that just pulled out of here, this water taxi, just drilled me with a whole ton, a mouthful of diesel. Didn't know that was going to go down. Whew. All right. Deep breath. No deep breath. Shallow breath. So this guy had took his boat, the Passion, moved it across from where I was, parked it, walked in. He moved it like 50 yards from the skip to the other side of the river, went up and had a cocktail, macho. I'll put that on the show notes page also. Wirebuzz.com/159, 160. If I get an update on what episode it is, I'll drop it in. If not, just check those both out. Either way, you're going to get good info. And I'll continue to do what my job is, bring you the latest information in digital marketing, wrap it into video, show you how to use it for all practical intents and purposes to do two things, generate more revenue and make your clients or your boss know that you are a video marketing master. Peace from Chicago. I'm out.